Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. A round of applause there. I like that. I really like that. Very good. Very good. Bravo.
But you needed a great introduction. I thought you needed an awesome introduction tonight. It's Friday. I can't even tell you what's going to happen tonight.
It is Friday, and it is another great night. So it is Friday, and it's been a heck of a week, I'm telling you. It's been really, really a heck of a week. Thanksgiving is over, and it's past us, and it's been just like a heck of a night. You know, I was traveling last week to another state, and I can't remember when I even got back, because I do so much in a week, really. But I was traveling last night. I just met with the assemblyman there to try to talk about how Punch TV Studios could benefit from being Carson City, Nevada. And other common and senators, and actually the governor of the state, wants to me to really try to influence us to bring our company to the Nevada. And specifically in Carson City, which I thought was interesting, really, 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 really quite interesting. But we had to do some business there, and we did, and that was wonderful. And then we traveled back to California, and it's been really, really, really nonstop. It's an absolute stop. We did. I was going to. I said, you know what? This is the right thing to do. We have so many investors right now, but guess what we did this week, Trifa? We literally called 1,000 of our investors to let them know that they are receiving their stock certificates, and so many people were so happy, and so many people, wow, really, like, so this week, upcoming, we have more than 1,000 stock certificates out to investors, and I'm happy about that. I think that deserves a round of applause for the Punch TV team to take on that challenge. Yes, for the Punch TV team to take on that task and actually to every of our investors. And one of the things I like about what I'm at Punch right now is that I'm really hands-on now, talking to our investors, letting them know how, what we can do together, and letting them know that together we stand and we can build an incredibly great company together. And that's pretty cool, I think. I think it's pretty cool to see the response and to have heard the response from our investors who invested in the IPO, because I think everyone knows by now, if not, you're just tuning in for the first time, that we're selling stock in our company at $1 a share.
I think we're having technical difficulties tonight.
People. Huh?
I think we're having technical difficulties tonight.
Why? What happened?
Now I can hear you clearly.
Oh, you can hear me clearly. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So people are buying our stock at $1 a share, to those who don't know. So they're buying our stock at $1 a share. And it's been really, really, really incredible. Really incredible to see the response. And then I'm really hands-on and talking to our initial stockholders
so that they know that they are a part of something grand, that they're a part of something big, and that they're a part of making this company happen. And together, we're going to do some phenomenal things together. Now, I got an interesting call. It wasn't a call. I got an interesting, on our website, we talk to people on our website, but today I got an interesting conversation on our website today. And in our conversation that I had on the website, someone asked the question, are you going to help us understand what it is we've invested in? And I thought that was an interesting question. What do you think about that? I thought that was a very, very interesting question. And I think it's a question, and I said, hey, you know what, listen to the show tonight, and you'll get my answer. And but I thought it was a very interesting question for someone to say that. They're like, hey, we want to grow with the company. We want to be a part of the company. Are you going to help us understand what we're doing? And I said, wow, you know, that's really good. So I told them yes. We're going to help them understand what we're doing. And I thought tonight that I would talk about what we're doing and how together we can make this work and make this come together. It has been my goal since we started the IPO. It has been my goal to empower the urban community, to give people an opportunity who never bought stock before to have an opportunity to buy stock and buy that stock in an IPO. And IPOs are like these really, really rare things that come along, and they're typically for the rich. And typically the rich do not want us to be a part of the IPO because that's how they get wealthy and are able to sustain their wealth. And I thought, you know, in getting somebody who asked that question, like, you know, wow, you know, we really need to take a proactive approach and begin to ask that, answer the question, you know, what is it that I'm investing in? Why am I investing in the IPO? What does all that mean? And I was like, whoa, you know, we should really take a proactive approach to this. And I got really excited about it. Now, there are things that I can't say publicly that I'm going to say at the shareholders meeting, because the people at the shareholders meeting will be members of our shareholder body who are going to get information so that they can make decisions on how to move forward. So I'm going to say a few things, though, that we're going to talk about at the shareholders meeting after we close out the IPO. What do you think about that?
I want to hear that, but can I ask a question first?
Sure. Ask the question.
I'm just trying to think of how to phrase this question, because I'm constantly being asked, I guess, the same question. What is the IPO? What is the IPO? How can I invest in the IPO? How can I invest in the IPO? And I guess I don't understand which part of it is unclear. So, I mean, I guess the first step would be clarifying exactly what it is we're doing, and then I guess moving on to the shareholders, because I'm still confused.
And that's amazing that you would say that, because so are a lot of other people, which I try to explain it over and over and over again as best I can. And it seems that people, by and large, are still trying to connect the dots on what is an IPO. So for a company to have an IPO, you have to be registered and qualified by the Securities Exchange Commission, which is a government agency. It's like the FBI of stock, if you will. It's like the government agency that gives you the approval to sell stock in your company. That's it, really, in a really basic thing, in a nutshell. So Punch TV Studios and myself at CEO, we had to file document after document after document with the SEC to gain the qualification necessary for us to sell stock to the community legally, legitimately, all the way to investors legitimately and legally to be able to sell the stock to investors so that investors can now become part owners of our company. And that's what it, that's the basic part
what
of
it means.
Now,
I think that's
what
it means.
Means.
I think that's the process. I think that's the process.
That's
I think
process.
That's the how
okay.
you do it. But I think what people are asking as for as a company, what are you doing? What are you going to do? Now, we haven't taken that many calls over the last few days because, you know, we've been trying to hash this out. We've been talking. We've been educating.
Yeah.
But I do want to – we have a guest on the line, and he's a self-made millionaire. So he wants
okay.
to join the conversation, and maybe he can tell us, give us some insight. Are you on the line with us, Ryder?
So he wants to join the conversation.
I think he's got to turn down the radio or something like that.
Are you on the line with us right
up? Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. You turn the
Hello?
Radio off? I said,
hey.
We can hear you now.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay, let me try to turn the radio off. I wanted to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, you got to turn it down a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you can hear me first before I turn the radio off.
Yeah,
we okay.
can hear you.
You can hear me, but I can't hear you. Let me see something. Okay, I'm on. Good evening, Joseph.
You got me.
Hello.
I think he's having a hard time
okay,
over there. But can you hear him?
Yeah, I know. We're having a technical difficulty. I can hear him perfectly well. His line
oh,
is
hear
open.
Well. Everybody else hears him.
I hear everybody.
Can't hear.
And you and I hear you guys.
Hear us now.
Miracle. Yeah,
all
right. Miracle happen. All right.
Okay,
all
go
right.
ahead.
Here we go.
Okay, I think we'd have lost everybody else in the process.
Oh,
like,
did.
What
well,
are they doing
well,
over there?
I'm the important one. That must mean I'm the important one.
So we have the infamous, I don't want to say it wrong, so I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself. I mess up names all the time.
I mess up names all the time, too. Well, my name is Ryder Pace, singer the mogul, and thanks for that introduction, Reef. I'm not a self-made millionaire, but I walk like a millionaire. I wake up every morning and do what I need to do or what I want to do to empower people. And entertainment is one of them. It's a pleasure to be on the line tonight with you and with you, Mr. Collins. I've been following you for quite some time, little by little, just peeping at you, you know, for a few years now and seeing what you were doing. And a lot of friends of mine, they're friends of yours as well, or associates, and they've been trying to put us together, but it just haven't worked out that way with my schedule, and I guess you're a little infamous yourself, but Reef and I, we hooked up on Facebook, and she's been wanting me to call into the show, and I thought she wanted me to call into the show to discuss all the projects that I have, but I, you know, I have my own online radio show as well, but I usually don't just blab out or like I would like to say machine gun all my projects out there like that, because some of them are in pre-production and some of them are in development with various studios around the world. But I really was interested in knowing exactly when is Punch TV going to actually pull the trigger, and what is the most important part? Is it the the shares, or is it producers and people with content? I'm kind of interested in both, but I've been watching you, like I said, you know, staying hot and watching it get heated up, and now it looks like it got a pretty good flame going. So I want to know, when are we going to pull the trigger on this thing, and when can I set up time to come meet with you or your staff and show you guys how much content and pre-production things that I have going and who I aligned myself with in the last 15-plus years in the entertainment business and what I was able to do and how we can sit down and maybe do a project or two. I'm not, you know, really a person that knock on too many doors begging for monies, but I like what you're doing with the IPO. I always dreamed of doing something similar to that, but I just wasn't the smartest person in the class. I was like a B student allowing the A students to help me with my homework.
That was a lot. Like, wow, you just threw that in there. I know. Every time you said something, I'm like, call in on the radio show. And you have all this context and you have all this information, you have all this content. And the reason I wanted you to join the discussion is because right now we have an opportunity to talk about all the things that we can do together. So the content is definitely important, but we need the resources through the IPO to make everything that we want happen. So when you say pull the trigger, I don't know what that means. Which part do you consider is actually pulling the trigger, because we're on the air?
Pulling the trigger to me means green lighting a production. I've been looking to see if it has anything from Punch TV Studios announced what day it was going to be released, what show was coming out, what month, and I haven't been able to see anything from any other producers. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about pulling the trigger. I wanted to see Punch TV content on, you know, out in theaters, on different networks, online, different places. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm looking for. I've been looking for a while now.
Okay. So when you're looking for all those different things, those things require resources, correct?
Totally.
Right. So we qualified in April. We announced the IPO in June. Here we are in November. And so we've been working day and night, 7 days a week so that we can pull everything together to get you exactly what you're looking for, so that every time you turn your head from every bus bench to every movie theater to every sign you see is going to be Punch TV Studios. But again, that's why I repeatedly invited you to join the conversation, because right now we're in that, I don't want to say infancy stage, but we're really just starting out. So we need people like yourself and the people you're aligned with to help us to get to those different things. But again,
okay.
I don't want to speak for Mr. Collins.
Yeah, don't speak.
Because
I want to hear from Mr. Collins' mouth, because one fellow general to another one. I want to hear from Mr. Joseph Collins.
My take is like this. When we started, and I'm just very straightforward in what I say. When we started, we did a lot of things wrong. We had the wrong staff. We had the wrong projects. We had just the wrong everything when we started. And we took some black eyes as a result of that. Now, doing it this way, that we're doing right now, we're going to raise $50 million, and then we're going to produce 300 projects over 3 years with the ideal of producing 100 projects a year. But in doing that, it's going to require the resources in which to get it done. And so although we do have shows in production right now, we actually just have done a movie called The Grim Reaver. We just are working on a television series called The Hollywood Punch Report.
We are working on another series called Black Belt Boulevard. So we do have things in production already. But we haven't really worked. We've worked with those people that have stayed close to us and that have, you know, something to gain together by being a part owner or a stockholder of Punch TV Studios. And we've kind of done it that way. Whereas before we worked with a lot of outside people where their thing was about totally their project, company be damned. And now we've just kind of turned that around to say, you know what, we can build a large multimedia company. We can do a lot of different things simultaneously. We can license projects all over the world and make a ton of money. And how do we do that? And how do you hire the right people? Because what I learned is it's about team building. It's about building the team who want to create a multi-billion dollar corporation who at the same time want to hold their part. And their part, it might just be receptionist part, for instance. You know, I'm just using that as an example. But if you have a phenomenal, great reception, you know, that makes people feel comfortable. They want to come to the lobby. They want to talk to your people. They want to feel great, get the warm and fuzzy when they get the phone calls. When you have those kinds of things going on, it makes all the difference in the world. And what I learned, having made the mistakes that I made early on, is that building the right team is key. Building the team that'll go the extra mile is the key. Building the team that doesn't mind the sacrifice is the key. And then once you build the team, you got to pay the team. You got to pay the team while you're waiting on the resources to come back. So you make an investment in the project. Everybody's got to get paid during the time of that project. And then when the resources come back, it replenishes what was paid out. In our early days, as you said, you kind of followed us. In our early days, we didn't have the sustainability to replenish the coffers. The money went out. And we didn't have the people that could actually pull off sustainability. And that's one of the things that we have achieved now and are looking to do greater in the future is to create a greater team to create sustainability. And I think that that's my take on what you said. There's only so many hours in a day. I have no interest, period. As much as I want to produce all of these movies and I want the company to do this and the company is dedicated to doing this, me personally, I don't want to sit on a set for 12 hours every day. And when you're doing a lot of projects, that means that you have to do that. I want to build a team that's going to sit on the set with the productions and all the stuff like that to make sure that we get the quality projects and all those kinds of things. And in order to build a team, you have to have the capital resources to do it. And that's kind of how I interpret your statement. And we are about the resources, which is what we are doing.
Okay, so we're going to give Ryder an opportunity to think that over and to respond. But until then, we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310 310- 410-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Cool. Two great commercials.
And we're
there,
back.
I gotta just tell you.
Yeah, they were
two great commercials there.
Okay.
But can
I'll
you guys
love
hear
it.
Me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you guys.
We
oh,
are
man,
back from that commercial break.
You're back from that break.
It's just quiet. I think everybody was like, "Who's turn is it
that,
to talk?
Who's turn? Who's saying something?"
No,
right,
no,
right,
I'm
right.
ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to speak. You know, speak my final.
You have the floor.
I have a before I finish talking to Mr. Collins. Reese, how many people do you have listening broadcast tonight?
I'm not sure. Why do you ask?
Big online radio guys. I'll just ask. It's just, you know, I'm very inquisitive sometimes. Okay.
This is all up in my numbers.
So, Mr. Collins, well, man, I really look forward to meeting you one day and seeing how we can pull some resources together. I've always been someone, me and my business partners, always been people who love to get in on ground floor opportunities. We've done it over and over in direct sales, network marketing, financial services. We love ground floor, and we went on to do very well in business in general. And I don't say that to brag, but really to just be transparent about this life that we live. I've never seen a company decide to go IPO, not in my lifetime, not with a people of color, not saying a people of black or white or brown, but I'm just saying a people of color initiating that. I do have a lot of people equity if I don't have anything else in my life. I love business, and I look forward to meeting you one day and seeing how we can put something together, man, because I wish you a lot of success, man, with Punch TV. I need this thing to blow up, whether I'm a part of it or not. I need it to blow up. I need Punch TV to go to the stars.
Right.
And yes, ma'am.
May I ask a question? I didn't mean to interrupt, but I kind of felt like you were about to go, and I know I have your full attention right now. And because mm-hmm. what we were talking about earlier before you called in is connecting to the people and being able to explain the IPO and what we're doing to everyone. We still have people who are calling it and saying, what is an IPO? What am I investing in? What is all of this? And you just mentioned in your lifetime, and I'm 40, so I'm assuming you're not – you know,
we're right there, right, yeah.
You know, ballpark, you said that you've never seen an African-American company do a CEO, do an IPO in your lifetime. With that said, and you're seeing the response to it, do you feel that the message of what we've been doing is coming across correctly?
I do, because I've had numerous calls in the past few years of people that know that I'm in production or know that I'm involved in entertainment, and they're telling me, you need to plug up with Punch TV. They are selling shares for a dollar, and if you plug up with them, can you find out how we can get involved on the IPO side? And these are people that have never been involved in entertainment a day in their life. You know, entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs who's on a large scale, but just small time entrepreneurs, barbershop owners, barbecues, restaurant owners, people who have dancing modeling agencies. These are some of the type of people that called me in the last few years telling me about Punch TV when I first took a look at it. So I know that, you know, you got it buzzing. Now it's time for us to take it to the next level, because I need this, going back to what I was saying, I need this thing to blow up, because anytime I see other entrepreneurs having success in one of the industries that I'm in, it doesn't do anything but make it better for me. So I love cheering my brothers and sisters on when they are the ones that are out. Now, leadership is a big part of any business. I always say this, and leadership is the key with anything. So if the leadership is right in the business, then the business is going to be right. And I respect what Mr. Collins said from the beginning, out of everything. Anytime someone tells the truth, I love that. If he say at the beginning, you know, some things that wasn't right, they didn't go right, he didn't have the right people, man, it's always a reset button in business. That's what business is. It's always, you know, try to do this thing better. So I love that honesty that he delivered and told us about in the beginning conversation when he first got on the phone. So the buzz is out there. It's out there real heavy. I see some faces that he's tied to the project in the very, very last few months or so. Some people that are known in the industry, I see that. But it's more people out there that I believe can get on board and tie themselves to Punch TV as well and get this thing to where it needs to be. Tyler Perry isn't the only person that can employ people and give people jobs in this industry. There's other people out there, and I commend you. My hat is off to you, Mr. Collins. Man, I look forward to meeting you one day, man, and I'm cheering and rooting for you, man. And I'm going to tell more people about it myself.
Okay. Oh, we have an interesting night tonight with the phone. But we are here. Mr. Collins is here. And, yes, Mr. Collins. Okay, we have some phone issues. Another question, Ryder, for you, and then I won't keep holding you hostage. I'll let you go. Are you one of the people who feel that just adding the right content is enough to make the difference as far as making that flame higher?
No, I don't, because it's tons and tons and tons and tons of content in the world. I know 50 people that's at home writing right now. I feel leadership.
Wow.
It's all about the leadership. I don't care. To win an NBA championship, it's all about the leadership. Donald Trump to get into the office, believe the leaders that he put in place. Not really him, but his leadership had a lot to do with it, and I did not vote for Trump.
Right.
But the leaders that he assembled and the markets that they went into that the other party did not go into got that man in the White House. And you better believe that right now what he's doing is preparing for the next four-year run. So what he's going to do, whatever he said he was going to do before to not get people to vote for him, he might not do that stuff. He's getting ready to do some more things so he'll have an eight-year run, and he's going to assemble the leaders to do that. And now his life is going to be historical for the rest of their life. So if we don't take nothing else from what that guy did, and I respect Trump as a businessman and as a mogul in real estate, and I didn't think that this guy, you know, had the correct stamina and language and the personality to run our country. But this guy, because we never had a president in office that just say anything, you know, just off the handle. Mm-hmm. But that shows you that it's another hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that don't care what people say.
Right?
They don't care what people say. They like people that just say stuff off the handle. So that's a whole nother market for anything. But he assembled some leadership in place, and they went and got it done. And that's the same thing that I know is going to happen with Punch TV, and I'm speaking it into existence. It's going to happen because this gentleman – has already claimed that it's going to happen, and he has already started moving in motion saying that it's happening, and I believe it, and I see it. There's tons of content. He can scrap all the content he has right now. He'll get another boatload of content. Proper and correct leaders will make all the difference in the world. You see what happened. You see what Dave Chappelle just did after this guy turned down all that money, you know. So it's tons, and they was putting garbage up there after, you know, they did him wrong. But now somebody else, they came and blessed this man with another $60 million. So, you know, content, I believe in having good content now. Don't get me wrong, because I build things, anything from houses to cars to building up hope for people. But at the same time, it's really all about the leadership, and that goes from me being the leader that I need to be with my children so that they can be the leaders with their children and so on and so forth. But you are a leader, Mr. Collins. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, man, I wasn't going to call into this radio. I'm not big on calling in. Well, I thought that I thought that she wanted me to talk about all my different projects and, you know, until
I wanted you to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about. I wanted you to join the conversation.
I didn't know that. You didn't say it. That's not what you said, but it's cool.
I said call in, join the conversation. So you can talk about your projects. We got a couple of minutes. Tell us what's going on. You can talk about whatever you want to.
I don't have to.
Well, one thing I want to say while you guys are discussing, one of the things that we wanted to do at Punch was to make our stock available for everyone.
Right.
And that's why we purposely chose to sell the stock at $1 a share. And what we're trying to convey, or what I'm trying to convey, is this is an unusual opportunity for people. This is not typical. And this is so untypical until, although we have thousands of people that are embracing it, but now we're heading down to the home stretch. It's just an opportunity for us to create massive wealth for our community on a whole nother level. And when I talk about how if you take companies like Berkshire Hathaway, you know, how that stock, you could have got that stock for $4 a share years ago, and now it's over $220,000 for a share. You know, or you take companies like Samsung where you – I remember you could have bought Samsung stock for $10, $15 bucks. Now Samsung is $1,600,000 for every share. So these are some of the kind of dynamics that happen in public companies and in public markets, depending on the company and depending on the direction of the company and how the company wants to go and what it wants to do. But it creates tremendous wealth for those first stockholders. And that's why we set it at a dollar, and that's why we've been reaching out to the urban community. And what my fear is this, is that now we have a lot of big guys coming in dropping $100,000. And I mean, these are not people of color. These are people of other nationalities, and they're dropping $100,000. And I'm saying to the community, hey, get in this now. Don't mess around. Get in this now. Because these are the calls and the people that we're getting right now. Like we have a lady, she called, not black at all. She heard about Punch. She's excited about Punch. I'm putting $500,000 in. I'm like, wow. And I'm like, hey, man, we got this for a dollar. A share. Put $1,000 in there. Put $2,000. Put $10,000. Hell, put $200 in there. Put $300. You know, just be a part of it so that we can embrace this and really do something special. Because I'm trying to let people know how exponential this is. You know, how exponential these kinds of things grow. So you're buying at a dollar, but what happens if we go to 10? What happens if we go to 20? What happens if we go to 30? What happens if we go to $100 a share? And this is what I'm trying to convey to people. So I really like what you're saying tonight, and I can hear the experience that you have as a businessman, and I just think it's really awesome. And I'm glad you came on the show tonight. I'm so glad.
Man, I'm honored, brother. I am honored.
All right, so
I'm sure we'll be in touch, you guys. Thank you so much, Reese. Thank you so much, Mr. Collins. Let's talk soon. I'll make my information available. And, Mr. Collins, I've already hit you on your direct, your Facebook
Thank
page.
You.
You might not answer it. I'll answer one of mine. The other two I have my little team volunteers dealing with. But my number is there. And,
Nice. Yes,
like you said, there's some other people. Some other races that, you know, they want to get involved in things like this. So
absolutely.
Look forward to talking to you.
All right,
thank
you guys.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it, Ryder. All right, you have a good evening.
All right, bye.
Mr. Collins, see, the universe provides. You were looking for an answer, looking for a clarification. We was able to ask at least one person their opinion of, are we getting our message across? I think that was the topic we initially started with.
Yeah, are we getting the message across? You know, are we getting it across? And certainly that was the topic, and certainly I think we got an answer tonight. I mean, really, we are getting our message across, and people are hearing about Punch TV Studios and the incredible opportunity that we are creating. So it's pretty cool. I'm really, really great. I'm really thankful for our guest writer tonight, because that was just like really, really great to hear. Because sometimes when you're doing this and you're in the trenches and you see all the dynamics that are happening, and you're like, hey, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. You know, but
right.
You see the dynamic that's happening, and it's like, whoa.
I know, but it's good. I mean, that's why I am so honored and just so humbled to have the opportunity to co-host this radio show, is because this is where people have the opportunity to call in and ask their questions and say, you know, speak directly with you and feel more comfortable, because I really want to know, especially from a marketing perspective, what people, other people see and what they think. And what stood out to me, at least initially, if I interpreted it correctly, is that, you know, people are expecting us to be everywhere. I mean, that's a really great thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we want to be everywhere. We want to be in every movie theater. We want to be, every time someone turns on their television, they see Punch TV Studios. Every time they go on their phone, on the internet, wherever they are, they see Punch TV Studios. That's exactly where we want to be. But it's not overnight. It's not, you know, instant gratification. That's one of the things, you know, I tell people I'm a microwave baby. If I don't have it in 30 seconds or less, I don't want it, you know. But just like any good meal, we know it takes time to prepare it and put it all together and all the right seasonings. And that's what you're doing with the team and the leadership and the steps that you are taking to reach your goal.
I agree with you in what you're saying. And, you know, and I am so excited. I'm really, really excited on a lot of different levels. I'm excited for the success we've had so far. I'm excited for the things that are happening, that are coming together. I'm excited about our team, which we have a wonderful team. And I'm excited that we are connecting with the community in very special ways. And that, to me, is like really, really, really cool. And I agree. We are opening the doors and breaking down barriers. You know, I mean, for lack of a better word, we are the Martin Luther King Jr. of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, but
we are
in
the Martin
trenches.
Luther King Jr. of Wall Street.
Of Wall
Street. I mean, literally, when you think about it right now, we have been locked out and shut out of Wall Street. The capital has not been available for us, and the big guys overlook our communities and they overlook who we are as a people. But, you know, I have a dream, and
right,
and that's how I feel. That's how I'm feeling right now. You know, I have a dream. I have a dream of building
right.
a multi-billion-dollar media company that buys other companies. You know,
right.
I have a dream. I have a dream of that. You know, I have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dream of providing thousands of new jobs that don't currently exist. I have a dream
mm-hmm.
of telling and making movies about people's lives that ordinarily would never be told. I have a dream about that. And every day I'm working, and we are getting a step closer and a step closer every day as a company. But
I have a dream that we as a company are going to achieve these things and make these things happen. So certainly we are it. We are the grassroots movement of Wall Street. We are it. We have opened up opportunities for people that are just amazing in this era, at this time. When you think about it, the New York Stock Exchange has been around for over 250 years. And in 250 years, there's never been an African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. In 250 years of the exchange, never. To this day, it has not happened. And yet we're positioning our company to be the first company to achieve that objective. And that's awesome. That's completely and totally awesome. So we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come back to you, and we'll be right back.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. What we're doing is amazing.
You are amazing.
Well, thank you.
You are so welcome. You are amazing. Everything that you're doing, I mean, you're making it happen. And earlier, you know, you said when you were in the trenches, and we're in the trenches. But I don't think people actually realize what it's like to be in the trenches. Like, you're trying to get through and make it happen, and then the people are like, why aren't you at the promised land? You know, it's like, hey, did you see these bullets, like, you know, flying by? I'm trying to get there, you know. But it's really, I think, because so many people need this to happen. They need you to win. I mean, you heard Ryder say it. It's not like, oh, this would be nice if the black company won. No, we need you to win. We need Punch TV Studios to win, because a win for you is a win for all of us. I have a dream too, as you can see.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. That's so encouraging right now. Thank you for that. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Thank you, thank you for that. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, 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 thank you,
you
thank
you.
You
are welcome.
Thank you.
You wanted to make sure everybody
I'm going to tell you, sometimes, even when you're in leadership sometimes, you need encouragement sometimes. You know, because you're giving so much. And people really have no idea how much I give on a daily basis. They have no idea. And you're giving so much. And sometimes you yourself need to be replenished. And tonight, I guess this show was for me tonight, because, you know, I feel like we need to be you know, I feel like I needed a little replenishing a little bit. You know, it's been tough because, you know, everything you're doing is, it affects your personal life. It affects your business life. It affects everything that you're doing. And it's not, it's work. It's really, really, we are working to empower people. We're really working to empower people and empower people's lives. And that's what makes this so completely and totally awesome. Totally and completely awesome. And so I'm really, really excited. And I'm excited about the people that have invested in our company, that are a part of our company, that are being a part of our company. I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We are going to build an amazing company together. Together, we're going to build an amazing company. Together, we're going to build an amazing company. I already see it. I've already walked on the streets of Punch TV Studios, even though it doesn't exist physically, but I've already been to the Punch TV Studios, and I've already seen what we can do together as a people, working together, coming together, and pulling this off. It's just so awesome. And I'm so thankful to all the people across the country who have been investing in Punch TV Studios, who have been really making this thing come together, who are providing the fortitude for us to get this done and to do it. I'm so thankful. I'm so, so thankful. So I am, I don't even know what else I can say tonight. I'm just really outdone. I'm just really outdone tonight. What else can I say? Tell me what I can say.
I think you can say that you're going to spend this weekend getting rejuvenated, getting relaxed, having some fun. Because when you have fun and you go dancing, you need to go out, do some things, shake it up a little bit because it is Friday. Yes, that's what needs to be said. Have some fun. That didn't work?
No, I'm already having fun. Every day I'm really having fun doing what I'm doing in Punch. And I'm already having fun. So I
that's
can't
what
even,
matters.
Yeah, I can't even
that's
complain. I'm
matters.
Already having fun. We've already launched TV stations, and now I'm getting ready to set up sales, the departments in our TV stations. So I'm really excited there. I'm really, really excited. And that's what it is. Yeah, you know, we've got our stations in different parts of the country, and we've got you know, we've got our productions that are in tow and in hand. Hollywood Punch Report is going to be coming out with all new episodes, all new season, and that's going to be our first production that we're going to license and put to work all over the world. And I'm really excited about that. We have our TV stations now. We're going to be able to do local commercials so that if you live in, for instance, Houston, our commercials are totally going to be just in Houston. We're doing those things now, and it's amazing to see that come together. It's amazing to see all of the pieces come together. I want to encourage people to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. And when you visit our website, you'll be able to take a look at what we have going on, take a look at, you know, who we're working with, the people we're involved with. You'll be able to take a look at the people that have done shout-outs for us and you know, to really think that Punch is something special. You'll be able to see that on our website. So visit our website. You'll be able to see the you'll be able to see the new shows that we're working on and that we have in production and stuff like that. You'll be able to see those new shows that we are preparing to develop. And that's just a few of the many that we're working on. So you go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, and you can check out what we're doing there. It's absolutely amazing. If you want to become an investor in punchtvstudios.com and Punch TV Studios, Inc., on our website, there's an Invest Now button. You click on that button. Click on that button. You'll be able to see the you'll be able to see the a video which really breaks down and explains to you what investing is about, what is it like to invest in Punch TV Studios. It really breaks down and explains that to you. We actually had a lady just knock on the door of our office today and says, hey, I want to be an investor in Punch TV Studios. I was surprised. I didn't know she was coming. I was not even aware that she was in. I want to be an investor in Punch TV Studios. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, so then I had to just take time and let me give you some investment info. But what I did tell her was watch the video on our website. Watch the video on our website, and you'll be able to see and understand what investing in Punch TV Studios is, what it's all about, and how. And you can become a part owner for only $1 per share. Only $1 per share. You are a part owner of the IPO. You are a part owner of what we're doing, and that's going to be awesome, completely and totally awesome. And I'm excited about that whole process. I'm excited to be in the leadership of this. I'm excited to be the CEO of this company. It's just completely and totally awesome, and I look forward to it. I look forward to the next step. I really, you know what we're doing right now? And just for a few moments, you know what we're doing right now? We are getting ready for the shareholders meeting. And that meeting is going to be so awesome, and it's going to be for all of our shareholders, and it's going to be completely, totally awesome. And our shareholders are going to get so much education at that meeting, and we're going to be able to do some things and prepare the company for the next phase of growth. And I'm excited about that. I mean, I'm just totally, completely, and thoroughly excited. Are you excited to go to the shareholders meeting? Well, I am. I'm excited to go to the shareholders meeting, and it's pretty doggone cool. It's pretty cool. And at the shareholders meeting, it's going to be just completely and just totally something you want to experience, and you want to be a part of. You want to be a part of that. So become a shareholder at Punch TV Studios. Become a stockholder at Punch TV Studios. We look forward to you being that. We look forward to you being a part owner of our company. And we certainly look forward to you being an investor. So visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. And it's awesome. Click the Invest Now button. There's instructions on how to make your investment. There's a wonderful video there that you can watch and make your investment from that video. Also, visit our other website, which is Nabuki.com. Create your own page on Nabuki. Sell your products on Nabuki. If you're in, sell books or a store or whatever, sell it on Nabuki.com. It's a completely awesome website, Nabukie. And, that is what we're doing tonight. So I think we're just about done. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the show. I want to thank our guest, Ryder. I want to thank our co-host, Sharifa. She's done such a lovely, wonderful job she's done. And I think we are done for tonight.
For this week. We are done for this week. We're going to have some fun.
We're done for the
week.
We're going to
get some rest.
Right, the week.
Yes. And we're going to come back Monday, and we're going to wow everyone with another incredible show, 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And with that, we're out.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.